USA News. I'm Corey Myers. John Fetterman, the first Democratic senator to call on Bob Menendez to resign. Senator Menendez was indicted on Friday on bribery charges, but his fellow Democrats had not called for his resignation because of their slim majority in the Senate. But yesterday, Pennsylvania lawmaker Fetterman broke away from the other Democrats and said on social media that Menendez should resign. Mexico has reached an agreement with the U.S. to help curb the number of migrants crossing the border. A record-breaking 233,000 people crossed the border illegally in August. Jeff Van Drew, a Republican from New Jersey and member of the House Judiciary Committee, told Fox News there's only one reason Democrats would do this.
They want to flood these people in here. They eventually want to give these people the right to vote, and they eventually want to increase the Electoral College in their favor.
The Ukrainian military says a missile strike on Russia's Black Sea Fleet headquarters killed dozens, including senior Russian officials. Ukraine's Special Operations Forces made that claim yesterday in a statement posted to Telegram. It said the operation successfully targeted a meeting of the Russian Navy's senior members in the Crimean city of Sevastopol. Five people are dead, two others critically injured, after a train hit an SUV last night in central Florida. Local officials say it happened around 6:45 p.m. at a crossing near Highway 92 East in Tampa. A witness told police she honked her horn trying to alert the driver of the approaching train just before the impact sent that Cadillac SUV tumbling multiple times. The five victims, including two children, were ejected from that vehicle. The victims described as two males and three females. This is USA News.
Welcome to the Continental.
From the world of John Wick comes a Peacock original three-part event that takes us back to 1970s New York. The Continental.
This institution wields power beyond your imagination.
Let's take this house and everything that comes with it.
The Continental. From the world of John Wick. Streaming now.
And away we go.
Only on Peacock.
With no fees or minimums and no overdraft fees, banking with Capital One is the easiest decision in the history of decisions. Kind of like choosing Derek Jeter as the pinch hitter for your baseball team.
Jeter, you're in. We need a home run.
I'll give it a try. I've swung a bat once or twice.
That's out of here.
Yep, even easier than that. With no fees or minimums and no overdraft fees, is it even a decision? That's banking reimagined. What's in your wallet?
Terms apply. See CapitalOne.com/bank for details. Capital One and a member FDIC.
A seven-year NASA mission ends today when a capsule parachutes into the Utah desert carrying samples collected from an asteroid. OSIRIS-REx launched in 2016, then orbited the asteroid Bennu for nearly 2 years. Principal investigator Dante Loretta said the probe quickly touched Bennu, collected an 8-ounce sample of the asteroid, and has spent 3 years making its way back to Earth. Those enjoying the outdoors near the Chattahoochee River need to watch for alligators. The Muskogee County Sheriff's Office warned those who like to fish, swim, kayak, or sit along the beaches of the Chattahoochee River to be careful because of the recent uptick in alligator sightings. The Fort Moore Dive Team and Muskogee County Sheriff's Office divers saw about 30 alligators near the Highway 280 bridge behind the Civic Center in Columbus. Officials also urging parents to keep their children away from the river in order to keep them safe. Fish oil supplements have come under fire recently after research found many brands make claims about heart health that aren't backed up by clinical trial data. There's even more bad news for these supplements. Many consumers are getting fish oil pills that are actually rancid. The Global Organization for EPA and DHA measured the oxidation in the supplements and found that 68% of them had oxidized and were rancid. I'm Corey Myers, USA News.
Wireless headphones. That'll be $200.
I'll use my Capital One Quicksilver card.
Now that's a hit. You used the Capital One Quicksilver card, which makes you the hero of every purchase. With Quicksilver, you earn unlimited 1.5% cash back on every purchase everywhere.
I wanted running music, but unlimited 1.5% cash back is pretty heroic.
Good instincts. Every hero needs a theme song. The Capital One Quicksilver card. What's in your wallet?
Terms apply. See CapitalOne.com for details.